Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Wherever you are, we've come to worship. We've come to praise. We've come to honor the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your glory fill the place.
Everybody just clap your hands. Come on.
Right now, it was grace. That's all I can tell you. It was grace. I can't explain it. It's just grace. Grace takes care of everything. You got to see that. It overrides everything. Even the law. Grace is above all of that. I am Louis Beasley, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. May that grace be unto you. And may his peace be in your life. That is from the Father. That is from our God. And from the Lord Jesus Christ. So blessed be the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get right to the review, but before we do that, we're going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer this morning, and I appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we come before the throne of grace this morning, God. We honor you and praise you. Hallelujah. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. We bow down before you, God. Hallelujah. Wholeheartedly, God. Our whole mind, body, and spirit, God. Blood wash us. Hallelujah. From the top of our head to the crowns of our feet, God. Blood wash our mind, thoughts, ideas, and decisions, God. Walk us upright. Hallelujah. In holiness, God. Help us to be obedient to your word, your will, and your plan for our lives, God. We surrender all to you. Hallelujah. We need you, God. Don't want to do life without you. You are everything and all things to us, God. Rise up in us, God. As we open up our mouth, sit us down, Holy Ghost. Rise up and say what you want to say through us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Use our mouth, hallelujah. We surrender our body to you as a living sacrifice, God. We'll go where you want us to go and do what you want us to do and say what you want us to say, God. We surrender and submit to your will, God, your purpose and your plan, God. Rise your kingdom, hallelujah. Praise open up the portals of heaven this morning, God, and rain your glory down over us, God. Put the glory of the Lord in us in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let us have a new experience with you, God. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Higher dimensions in you, God. God, as long as we keep seeking and knocking and searching for you, God, you said we'll find you, Father. Hallelujah. So we wholeheartedly come before you, God, for you to show up and show out in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for loving us, God. We love you because you first loved us. We thank you for binding out wickedness and all the tricks and methods of Satan. We bind them under our feet with the blood of Jesus. We take authority this morning. Hallelujah. We position and prepare ourselves to take authority and aggression against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We bind all wicked tricks of you, devil. We see you. We thank you, God, for the spirit of discernment to recognize and resist all evil. We bind you under our feet, devil. Hallelujah. We walk in perfect health. Sound mind. Blood wash us, God. Keep us holy, obedient. Hallelujah. Keep us surrendered, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you. We pray for the sick and the shut in this morning, God. We pray for the homeless and the hopeless, Father. We pray for the elders and the babies. Hallelujah. We pray, God, hallelujah, that every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail. We thank you, hallelujah, for those who are up or coming down and those who are down or going up. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for loving us and never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you because you knew we needed a Savior, hallelujah. You knew we needed Jesus. We couldn't pull it off without you, Lord, hallelujah. But that that we will to do, we do not do. We need you, Jesus, hallelujah. We can't live without you, Lord. We need you to clean us up, God. We need you to prepare us for the day when you return in the name of Jesus, God. We adore you and loving on you this morning. Have your way in this service, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Wow. What a prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Father, I praise you for that, Father God. I pray, Father God, that that spirit be illuminated in everyone that heard that, that they'll be willing to put off the old man and put on a new man. That prayer, Father God, may it's just there, Father God, for a person to accept you right now. And Father God, I pray right now, if anyone listening on this broadcast by wherever internet or even if they're tuned in, I pray if they're not saved, that they will get saved right now, Father God. According to Romans 10:9-10, your word says that we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. I pray right now, Father God, that they'll pray that prayer. And if they'll pray that prayer and believe in your word, Father God, they will be saved. I know it's your will that no man should perish, but that we all be saved. I thank you, Father God. Prayer and that inspiration that somebody will accept your spirit, your life, your way, and not their way. I pray, I agree with her in that prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if someone heard this, that they will receive you and be saved. Hallelujah. Thank God for it, brothers and sisters. We having a few troubles here trying to get back, but it's all good. Hallelujah. There it is. Boom. Okay. We'll get back to that in a moment. We're going to do our review, and our review was about the God kind of knowledge. The God kind of knowledge is divine knowledge. It's not the knowledge of the world. It doesn't come from the world. You won't receive it like that. You won't receive this knowledge. It comes strictly from God, and it's called revelation knowledge. Listen, loved one, you have two different kind of knowledge. You got the knowledge of man, and then you got the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God can only come from God. How I know that? Well, okay, well, we'll go right to the scripture over there in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And we're going to read from the 10th through the 15th verse. So that's 2 Corinthians, if you will. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians. Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me slow down. 1 Corinthians 2. Verses 10 through 15, when Evangelist Ursula catches her breath. I'm going to see if she'd like to read that for us. I know she has another engagement. I thank her for hanging in here with us. God knows I do. I appreciate it. But in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and verses 10 through 15.
I'm in the car. I'm out.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, praise God. Okay. Well, hey, don't know how to do that. Praise God. And let's see how to read it. And that's Pastor read it from the Messenger Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I'm going to start with, I think I'm going to start with the 10th verse. Hallelujah. Let me start with the 10th verse. And it reads like this. And brothers and sisters, this is about knowledge, okay? God kind of knowledge. That's all I'm trying to make, that there's a difference between God's knowledge and man knowledge, okay? But I think it's up at the ninth verse. It says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which is of God, have prepared for them that love him. Now, this stuff is for people who love God, okay? But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Come on, internet. Ah, Lord, thank you so much. You hear me? Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the world which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yea, he himself judge of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that ye may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's what God kind of knowledge is about. God kind of knowledge is about having the things of God. Hallelujah. And as I was praying, God showed me, say, you know what? I want you to have my knowledge. God's knowledge is different, brothers and sisters. Man don't know this knowledge. This knowledge has to come through God. If the prince of the world knew, but they had not known it, guess what? If they had known this knowledge, if they had known the revelation, the Bible says they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Did y'all hear that? It was the Lord of glory that got crucified. That's why he said we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. It was for our glory. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. That's why he said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of a living God. Hallelujah. Man, you're talking about something powerful. Brother, sister, you let that right there get in your spirit. Oh, my word. I assure you how God will fill you with his wisdom, with his knowledge. And I'm like Paul, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. But one thing I know, that revelation knowledge is only going to come through the Holy Ghost. That's how you're going to get it. You won't get it no other way. You can try all this other stuff. It's not going to work, brothers and sisters. The only way you're going to get revelation knowledge is through Christ, bless God. Now, I'm going to take my time and say this because I want you to know that this stuff we have has been added. See, you have worldly knowledge. Now you're getting spiritual knowledge, and it has to be added. That's why Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. It's through this knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't get this peace unless God give it to you through knowledge. You won't get this divine power unless he give it to you through knowledge. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's according as his divine power has given unto us all these things pertaining unto life, eternal life. That's what you're about, brothers and sisters. You're about your eternal life. These are precious promises, thereby ye might be partakers of a divine nature. Now, I just wish I had time to just really get into the nature. Your nature changed. You know why? Because you've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And it has nothing to do with sexual. It has to do everything worldly. You've escaped everything worldly. Worldly way of talking. Worldly way of doing things. Worldly churches. You've escaped that. Woo! Man, you barely made it, man. You ought to be praising God, if for nothing, that you've escaped that. The corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, I know I'm very familiar with knowledge. You have knowledge of good and evil. And I think I better go back over there because that was the first thing we touched on Monday. If you recall, Monday, one of the things we shared with you all, how we got in this state of confusion, like division, wars, competition, and disagreement that exists all over the world. And yes, included in these worldly religious churches. God's original command to Adam was, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, ye shall not eat of it. For in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. Genesis 2:17. And let me be clear. The word die means you separated from God. He didn't die like your mind to tell you how your uncle or auntie, grandmama, somebody died. That's not what he's talking about. That's flesh. They died from God. Got separated from God. That's what death is. It's when you separate from God. So in that next chapter over there in Genesis 3:6, remember Adam followed and rebelled and ate of the wrong tree. Notice that this tree represents knowledge that was both good and evil. In other words, the tree was not entirely evil. It contained a mixture of truth and false knowledge. That's what was in there. It contained some ingredients. Some of it was good. Some of it was bad. Some of it was true. And some of it was lies. Some of it was, yeah, it's false. Like today, you got a lot of false doctrine, brothers and sisters. Some of it evil and some of it good. But it's called knowledge. So for the last 6,000 years, God has told his servant to avoid mixing truth with error. He's warning us, just like he warned Adam, of the wrong tree, which results into being separated from him. Death, the Bible called it. So it did warn the same thing with us, to be separated. So when I first learned the truth, brothers and sisters, I had to use this analogy to get some clear understanding. And I'm going to share it with you. They had a woman here in Georgia, bless God, who had cooked this beautiful cake and gave it to her husband. But in that cake, there was some poison, for a better way of saying it. They call it antifreeze. It was one of the things I mentioned on the other day. And the understanding here is to show you good and evil can be in the same thing. So when God told Adam that was a tree of knowledge, and in that knowledge there was good and evil. But don't worry about that, Adam. Don't eat it. Leave the tree alone, man. Don't eat it. And Adam chose to eat. So it is with this woman's cake. That cake was so beautiful. It had beautiful icings on it. It looked so good. But in the middle of that cake was antifreeze. And her husband ate it, and he died. So that was good and evil. So don't be trying to distinguish what's good and what's evil. Let it go. Let it all go. And say, Lord, I'm living by your word. Because I know one thing, your word is true. Now, that document up on that wall may not be true. It may be good and evil up in there. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, you better become a fruit examiner. You better start examining the fruits. Listen to me, man. That's your right to examine. So when God told Adam, said that tree right there, he made him an examiner. He said, you can examine it. He said, but don't eat it. You can look at it, but don't eat it. You're going to hear it, but don't be partaker of it. So there's a lot of things that we're not to be partakers of. It have good and evil in it. I know you're smart. I know you're educated. I know you got all this going on, and this degree and that degree and so forth and so on. And I get that. I get that. Honestly, I do. But listen, brothers and sisters, you have no idea who Satan is. If you think you can outflick him, he have over 1,000 years experience on you. Now go add it up. You operate in his world. Well, why do you think he said over there in First Corinthians 2? Why do you think he said that? Remember when he was talking about we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yea, not the wisdom of this world? See, there's a world wisdom, and there is God's wisdom. He says, nor are the prince of this world that come to naught. Listen, brothers and sisters, if Satan had knew that he was crucifying the God of glory, the Lord of glory, if he knew that, he would have never done it. If he got that revelation knowledge, he would have never did it. So God kept it away. So the Bible says we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That's what God did for us. And none of the prince of the world, none of Satan imps, none of Satan had no clue. This was not even in his library. This was not even in his vocabulary. For if they had known it, the Bible says, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, see, there's some stuff your eyes can't see, nor your ears can hear, neither have entered into the heart of man, talking about carnal man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. That's if you love his word. See, that's how you know you love God, because you love his word. Oh, yeah, I got paper for you now. I didn't say this. That's what God said. You talk all day long how much you love him. The proof is in the pudding. And God said that if you love me, here's what you're going to do. You're going to keep my word. You're going to keep my word above everything, above what you think, above what you feel. That's what he said. I didn't say this stuff now. But I am required to tell you that true love, the Bible says in 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, we keep his word, And his word or his commandment are not grievous. It's not hard. It's not a hard thing to do. So true love will cause you to give, brothers and sisters. Give. Stop being selfish and learn to give back to God what he's given to you. And that is truth, okay? See, that's why the Bible tells us, brothers and sisters, it's real plain to me. True love toward God. True love toward God. The Bible says, even the spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive. See, people who are worldly, they will not. I've been there. I ain't trying to tell you something else. I don't know. Been there. As long as you keep a worldly mind, you may hear a lot of stuff, but you ain't going to get it. Because you hear it don't mean you're going to get it. You ain't going to get it. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profit nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen, dear heart. Please listen. The only way you're going to get this, John 14:17 says, even the spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, because he dwell with you and shall be in you. That's the difference, brothers and sisters. See, everything worldly, they have to see it through the optical nerve. If they don't see it, they can't believe it. That's that world lust I was telling you about. The only way, they don't have that knowledge. They don't have the knowledge that God has given you. He's given you his knowledge. That's why I went right back over there to 1 Corinthians 2, man. You got your stuff from God. See, only the man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world. Put a period there. You hadn't received the spirit of the world. Because here's what's important. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by our Father, by God himself. He gave it. He gave us this stuff. He gave it to you. Which things we speak not of this world, which man's wisdom teach, but the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Man, aren't you glad that God allows Satan's eyes to be closed to this truth, to this knowledge? No reason Proverbs 18:15 says, the heart of the prudent giveth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Guess where you get it from? I'm glad you asked. He give it from to God. I still think people don't understand that was a big tree and good and evil on there. So stop bragging about good stuff. Who cares? God tell you not to eat it. Don't eat it, bless God. That's the knowledge I'm trying to get everybody to get a hold to. If God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see one of the mighty soldiers of God have joined us. Now, by the way, I thank Evangelist Ursula for that beautiful prayer. If I didn't, let me take a moment and thank her for that. We're going to get on with our foundational scripture. But listen, brothers and sisters, man, know that the stuff you got is far better than what they got. See, the world got their stuff, and then God's people have their stuff. And you have to be jealous.
Woo, amen.
You got a better Savior than they have. They got a worldly Savior. Everything that they is predicated on the world system and not God's system. Your faith is a better faith. I'm just going to talk about that on another time, but I want you to know. You got a better wisdom. You got a better knowledge. See, once you get a full understanding that we have spiritual knowledge, we got facts And I want to say we got facts over condition. We got facts over feeling. We have facts. Vital.
Thank you.
Vital facts.
Thank
you. Not only that, our facts let us see it through the eyes of the Spirit. There's a range of information that give us the knowledge that we have.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So when we're talking spiritual, listen, brothers and sisters, when we're talking spiritual, we're actually talking about spiritual knowledge, not about fleshly knowledge. See, the world is going to only relate to worldly stuff, worldly intelligence. Oh,
yeah.
God's intelligence is far different than world intelligence. Just like God information, I just told you that over there in 1 Corinthians 2. God information is different than world information.
Amen, amen.
You're required to lay down your life. And the world won't teach you to do that. But you're required to give up yours and follow his. And you got facts that he did. Let me tell you, he won't leave you hanging, okay? He won't leave you hanging. Ask Jesus. He'll tell you. He died. And God said, now don't worry. I'm going to raise you up in 3 days. See, men couldn't depend on that because they couldn't see it. But we could depend on it because we believed.
Hallelujah.
Just like Christ believed that the Father would raise him up. See, when you get revelation knowledge, you believe it's okay to die in this world and live unto Christ.
Yeah,
how you ask?
Yeah.
You've been made aware through scriptures. Because that's what knowledge is, awareness, familiarity. That's what learning, that's what knowledge is. We've learned that whatsoever state we're in, to be content. We're not ignorant when it comes to truth.
And one thing,
I have to let everybody know, one of the greatest knowledge you can ever get, brother and sister, and when I think about knowledge, I think about understanding and information that gains being educated, for a better way of saying, being educated. To me, that's what knowledge is. And it's not man's education. It's God's education. And you gain knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge, and you add more knowledge. And here's what happened, brothers and sisters. You gain God's knowledge. And that knowledge is to let you know that if you die, he'll raise you up. If you'll give up right now, brothers and sisters, you got to get this knowledge. I'm telling you. I can go from Abraham right here to Louis Beasley. Trust me. They all gained this knowledge through faith. And what it did was this. The information that Abraham got, Moses got, and since Abraham was here before Moses, I'm just going to go straight to Abraham. Abraham knew that, hey, man, God said to do it. I'm walking in his word. See, that's the knowledge you got to get, man. That's what they call faith is. God said, hey, man, I'm walking in. I ain't trying to figure it out. I know it's the right information. I know God said it, and I'm going to follow his leadership.
Yes,
I'm going to follow the things of God. I'm going to learn from God now. I'm going to educate myself. People try to spend all this time in books and all of this. Brother and sister, that good. Get best prepared as you can. I pray that, you know, all that works out for you. But at the end of the day, you need to be seeking God's knowledge and God's wisdom, because what you're getting from the university has nothing to do with God's knowledge, because his knowledge is about revelation knowledge. If anybody can read the Bible, man, it's an open book, and God done planted it here in the world, and you can do what you want to do with it. Can I say that one more time? You can do what you want to do with it, because you know why? It's good and it's evil.
All right, say that.
But you don't eat what's good and evil. You eat what the things of God. You trust God in the matter. So that's going to be my story. I'm going to watch truth unfold. I'm going to watch truth reveal. I'm gonna watch truth overtake me. True revelation knowledge is only going to come from God, man. That's where it's going to come from, brothers and sisters.
They
don't come from nobody
that.
Else. And so we've spent a lot of times, and let me give you one more knowledge, too. That's over there in 2 Corinthians 14 through 21. That was something we talked about as well. In 2 Corinthians, and I'll go ahead and read it out of the Messenger Bible. 2 Corinthians 5, and we're going to start with the 14th verse, and it reads like this. Hallelujah. Well, that's 2 Corinthians 5, right? I don't know what I need to hit over here. Oh, how about I hit 1 Corinthians, huh? Well, guess what? We can go and change it. Hmm? How about that one? 2 Corinthians 5. Okay. And I thank you all for your patience. That means so much to me. We're going to start right around that 14th verse that reads like this. For the love of Christ constrains us, because thus judge, if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which liveth should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Boy, now this is scripture. Get ready to go vile him next couple weeks or so, because it's getting close to Easter. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we've known Christ after the flesh, yea, know him henceforth him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and gave him to be the minister of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation, knowing then that we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For ye have made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. See, a pastor like to read that from the Message Bible. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And from the Message Bible, good afternoon, everyone. Amen. From the Message Bible, it says, a new life. Our firm decision is to work from this focused center. One man died for everyone. That puts everyone in the same boat. He included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life. A resurrection life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We look at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, I pray y'all understood what she just said. I like the way the Messenger Bible explained that. Because here's what I get out of that. It's the same thing in 2 Peter 1. This is what I get out of that now. Because in 2 Peter 1, it says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Listen, brothers and sisters, this stuff ain't, well, you know, I'm just going to be honest, it's divine. If you want to be part of this divine nature, you have to die. Whereby we are given unto us exceeding and great precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of a divine nature. It's through this knowledge that you're going to become partakers of this divine nature. Yeah. I wish I had time, but to explain what your nature is. It's a difference. It's a different nature between a cat and a dog.
Yes, amen.
They both have four feet. Yep, got to give it to you. Both have necks, both have heads, both have paws, both have tails. They got all of that. But there's a different nature between a dog and a cat.
Amen.
It's different nature between a rat and a dog. I'm just using these animals. I want you to see this visual thing here. They both got four legs, both got tails, both got mouth, both got ears, but there's a difference.
Amen.
So it is with us. You look just like your neighbor. You probably look just like your sister-in-law. You look just like your brother-in-law. And if you really look real careful, you probably look just like your classmate.
All right.
But do you know you can have a different nature?
Yeah.
Let me make this real plain. A cat don't want dog food.
Amen.
Different nature.
Yeah.
It has different desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a snake. A snake don't eat nothing dead. Its nature doesn't require it. You have to kill your own stuff, just like an eagle. An eagle don't eat nothing dead. Eat something alive. You have to catch it. That's its nature. But that old buzzer, that old buzzer can't wait for it to die. That's the buzzer nature.
Amen.
See, a buzzer and an eagle, They got long wings, man, and some of them stand, you know, like 7 foot from one end to the other. Both got paws and got those cleats in the paws things. But their nature is different. They require different, and they both can fly. Even though the eagles can fly different places and fly into the sun, which buzzer can't do it. Might use that because there's a lot of this difference between a buzzer and an eagle. A buzzer waiting on it to die. Can't wait for it to die. It likes dead stuff. An eagle wants living stuff.
Yes. Amen.
If it's a worm, it's alive. The eagle ain't going to eat nothing that's dead. Trust me. Go do your homework. And I guarantee you my research is better than your research. Guarantee you. Because here's what's happening, brother and sister. You're an eagle. You're alive. Mm-hmm. You want the living word. You want the living word.
Hallelujah.
But the world don't want that. The world like that old buzzer. It don't care where it gets. It can go and have a good time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They happy.
Yeah.
They put on a nice outfit. They happy. I'm not satisfied with no clothes. What I want, I can get it butt naked in my house if God give me that word. That's what I want.
Hallelujah.
I got to have it to live by. Some folks don't have to have it. I got to have mine to live by. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't have a piece of meat. I gotta have some bread. I mean, I got to have some meat. I just can't sell it for crumbs. I can't sell it for milk. I got to have me some meat, the meat of the world.
Hallelujah.
I ain't trying to exalt myself. I'm just telling you my nature now. My nature requires different things now. I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right. Praise
God. All these people walking out here on the diet, this and that. They want to change their nature so they just want to eat plant food. Hey, I ain't kicking against none of that because that helps me to understand who I am. Because there's certain things I don't want. I'm not going to accept playing church no more. I ain't doing it. Because I know better.
Praise God.
And I'm not going to be swayed by Satan lies. See, that's good and evil. Boy, if you just take good and evil and run with that, man, there's only one thing you're going to see good in, and that's the word of God. Because when God did it, it was good and very good.
Amen.
There's no evil in that. When God created the world, He was good and very good. He created man good and very good. See, everything God created, it was good and very good.
Yeah.
I don't want to get talking about slew foot.
Hallelujah.
But Satan is his name itself from the Hebrew means he's a destroyer. He's a killer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. He's a killer. He's going to kill you. He come but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he come for. That's what the devil is all about. And the word devil in the Greek, that's what that means. Devil is devil, but it's a disguise that he used. That's what he does. But I'm not getting into him. I want you to know he's real, though.
Because,
see, if you don't believe that Satan is real, then you don't believe God is real. You can't have it one way or the other. Oh, I believe in God, but I don't believe it's a Satan. You is ugly. Satan really got you blind. He really got you blind.
Have mercy.
And
have mercy.
The Bible says a fool that said in his heart, there is no God. That's a fool.
Amen.
Let me tell you, brother, you want to be partakers of a divine nature. Go take your part. Well, how you do that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked me. You got to know that he's given us this divine nature, and it's only going to come when you escape the things of this world. You know what escape means, right? Boom, you broke out. As somebody broke out of jail, they'll tell you. They'll tell you what escape means.
All right.
You
got to
escape the world corruption. And the world corruption is through lust, brothers and sisters. That's where it's through. The lust of a lot of stuff, not one thing in particular, not limited to one thing. Because, see, everybody got their definition for lust. And we may just start with that tomorrow. Because it's people who lust after feelings.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. There's people right now that lust after going to church. You know why? You know what you have. But you got to escape. You got to make that breakaway. That's what I like. Make that breakaway. Gonna make that breakaway. Because, see, you know freedom is on the other side when you escape. Well, you didn't say that, did you, preacher? Yes, I did. Freedom is on the other side if you can escape. You ask anybody in prison, if they think they could get away with it, man, they'll try. And there's some of them see a dead shot at getting away with it, and they escape. Yeah. Mm. But that's what you got to want to do. You got to want to escape the lust of this world, man.
Yeah.
That's something you delight in. That's your craving you have. Man, I gotta go to church. It's what motivates you to love that thing. Don't make me go there, Pastor. I'm trying not to go there. It's that intense desire.
Yes, amen, amen.
It's that itching, or, you know, you just want to be, you know, you ever get the itch to want to do that lustfulness, that passion for it. That's what lust is, man. You can be emotionally lustful. It had more to do with just lies. It had more to do with sexual.
All right.
See, that's
say
the
that.
Biggest one the world has ever taught. Man, lust is lust. I don't care what you're lusting after. You know, it's your impulse. It's your zeal. Yeah. You know, you liking it, whatever that is. But let me leave that. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, do your research. You'd be surprised when the Bible talk about lust, and the number one thing the Lord has showed me, people lust after another god. Israel never been happy. Oh, well, we want judges too. Yeah, you don't need a judge. I'm your judge. You don't need one. Well, my neighbor got out on it too. Well, they got temples. We want one too. Oh, God said, come here, Solomon. So Solomon building a temple. God said, okay, I want you to build like the neighbor building there. I'm going to show you how to erect this thing. See, that they was lusting after the things of the world. They weren't happy. Mm. When Moses went up there to get the Ten Commandments, I'm going to stop because I'm just right here and get the preacher here in a moment. But Moses up there trying to get the Ten Commandments from God. Well, that's what he was doing. And they down there lusting for another god. How you know that, preacher? They began to build their own god. See, if they can't get a satisfying god, they lust become to the place they began to build their own one. They build, hey, we'll build ours.
Have mercy.
God won't give me a heaven? We'll build one. we'll build one. We're going up here and see what God got going on. Yeah, they lust after the wrong stuff.
Amen.
So they began to build this, I think they call it a ladder to heaven. They began to build it, man, and God had to send an angel down to confine their language. So when they asked for brick, they give them straw. They asked for straw, because they was up in the clouds, man. They got deep up in there.
Have mercy.
Yeah, lust will take you there. Okay, we're going to open it up. Anybody have anything? We didn't get that far up in here, but anybody have any scripture that came to mind they want to share? But I definitely want to thank God for our prayer for that brother and his daughter. And I'm going to believe that she's going to receive Christ wherever she at. And Judaism is going to be far away from her life. Bless God. And do I have anybody else would like to have anything to say? Anything?
Amen.
Yeah, Pastor let us hear from you today. How about that before we close?
Praise God. God is truly good. Amen. I thank you all for your prayers, traveling up and down that highway. And so I'm just thankful to be. Amen. So I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter 1. I think, Pastor, you touched on a little bit of that. Verses 1 through 9 we had in our lesson. And I'm going to read it from the King James, then I'll read it from the Message Bible. And starting with the fourth verse, it says, whereby are given unto you, well, let me back up. Let me go to the third verse now that I'm looking at it again. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen, amen. So I know you have brought that out, and as I was listening to you, Pastor, all that was right in that scripture right there. I mean, about the knowledge and about the lust and how we need to, you know, pull away from that. So from the Message Bible, verses 3 through 9, it says, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. Complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you. Obviously, the old sinful life has been wiped off the book. Hallelujah. And I am so glad about that. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have these.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I tell you, brother and sister, that was awesome. because that's what we started off with, and Pastor brought it out a little bit better, and I thank her for that. Thank her for following the Spirit, especially with the reading of the Messenger Bible. That was awesome, Pastor. And thank you so much. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to be honest with you. The Lord telling me not to leave that scripture, and we'll probably pick that up tomorrow, because you got to know the knowledge behind this. See, and it's so much revelation, and God don't want us to be ignorant, brothers and sisters. That's why He's given us all this knowledge. But you got to know it's good and evil in knowledge. See, I never thought of knowledge like that. I never. I just thought all knowledge was good.
I did too, Pastor.
God said, "Not so. Not so." Put the brakes on it. All knowledge is not good. Well, bless God, why hadn't somebody told you that, Pastor?
Amen. They did not. They did.
They did not.
Amen.
Pastor, why they let us roll around thinking that all knowledge was good? And you better get knowledge. Better get knowledge. Wait a minute. I got to back up now. I don't want no knowledge. I want revelation knowledge.
Hallelujah.
That's the good stuff. That's going back to 1 Corinthians 2. That's the good stuff. I want the God kind. Woo, preacher.
Amen.
Because
amen.
I don't think all knowledge was good, and all knowledge was great for us, Pastor, but it's not. It's something
that's
we
right.
don't need. We don't need it. We don't need it. I don't care how good it is. I do not need that piece of cake if it got antifreeze in it. I don't need it.
Amen.
And I'm going to share some of you all about a peanut, too, this week, the upcoming week. But thank you so much, Pastor. I'm really happy that you made it back safe with your family.
Amen.
I'm just glowing over that.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray that God continue to give you wisdom and knowledge and keep you safe.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you. Amen.
Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.